Mystery solved, the surprise chip is out, and we'll have an assistant manager to score us points. We discuss how it will impact the game and our teams. We play a game of buy, sell and hold, and there's a lot of love for the Bournemouth attack. Dun, dun, dun. We've got another game week around the corner, but FPL Pod is back with some, well, it's not really breaking news anymore because the news broke yesterday. At last, we know what the mystery chip is going to be. Welcome back. As always, we're here on a Thursday, myself, Kelly Summers, Julian Laurent and Sam Bonfield to preview game week 15. But we do have to start by talking about that huge news. Our WhatsApp went crazy. I imagine if you're listening to this, your WhatsApp's with your friends or your mini leagues. Everyone was going crazy saying, what is this mystery chip? Firstly, Sam and Jules, I'll say hello to you because I've got a long bit of information to read about this chip. Jules, firstly, the most enthusiastic man I know about this chip, firstly.
I know. Hello, everyone. Hi, Kelly. Best introduction you've ever had. Can you do that little jingle again?
No.
I'm not sure.
It was meant to be dramatic, all right?
Okay. Yeah, it worked. I love this chip. I think it's great. One, it's always great when you've got something new in a game, whatever. Yeah. And people like their routine, so I understand some who don't like new things. But I think we should all be excited when there's something new in the game that we love so much and we spend so much time talking about and working on and enjoying and playing. So that's one thing. And really, if you think about it, the only thing that was missing, really, you could pick any players that you wanted. You could have all the combinations of three players per club, et cetera, et cetera. The only thing that was missing from the game was the presence of managers, proper managers, on top of us being the FPL managers. So it makes a lot of sense that now they've integrated real managers within our manager leagues.
I don't know how to take that, Sam, that Jules doesn't think we're proper managers.
No, we are. I hope you earn as much money as Arne Slot, but you might not. And
I wouldn't be here if I did. I should have actually confirmed. Jules has just revealed it there. If you hadn't heard, the chip is called the Assistant Manager chip. It was revealed on Wednesday. We've been waiting. We've known it was probably going to be sometime now. It does basically just mean FPL managers will be able to select a Premier League manager of their choice, and then the manager will score us FPL points. It will, of course, be a lot more complicated than that, Sam, and we'll come to it in a moment. But as someone that's played the game for many years now and has kind of made a bit of a career out of it, you're part of FPL family. What was the reaction in your house when you found out about this chip?
I think whenever there's something new that comes, it takes a little bit of time, doesn't it, for you to kind of look at what does it actually mean? Like, there's an excitement that comes with something new, and then also what does this mean for my strategy? What does this mean for my plans? Because normally we would get anything new that gets added to the game, usually it comes pre-season. So you're kind of planning for it at the same time as you're thinking about, oh, I might use my triple captain here, I might use my wild card here. And we've been saying for weeks, haven't we, on here, when we know what it is, we'll then have to start readjusting plans. So last night, there was a lot of conversation about the mystery chip in our house and a lot of when shall it go? When's the best place to play it? Could it actually be the most valuable chip in the game now?
It is, for sure.
Yeah. And where should, therefore, we put it? Should we be prioritizing it across a double game week? Should we be moving it towards the back end of the season when we know that teams have got lots to fight for and there's more on the line for some of these managers? Like, I think it could be so divisive. One of the things I did last night, you'll enjoy this, Kelly, because this is how sad I am, is I worked out. So obviously, when the articles came out from the Premier League yesterday about it, one of them was talking about how many points a manager would have got so far in their best three combined game weeks. And Iriola at Bournemouth was sitting there at the top. And I was like, right, okay, 47 points he would have got. Where would I be sitting had I got those 47 points? Because this isn't like the triple captainship where you'd have got the double points anyway. So it's just a few that get added on top. This is like completely separate from the things you would have got so far. And it would have moved my rank up to 147K had I had those points in the bag.
But wouldn't everyone else have had the points?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, but I suppose we can all use it at different points.
Yeah. And different managers. And so my point is, I guess, is that if you'd have played it on Martin, for example, the best you'd have got at the moment is 12. So that's a huge difference. That's massive. That you can add then to your score. Now, that can massively move your rank. And I think at this point in the season, that's what we're all after, right? We're all after something that can massively change rank. And we know that chips can do that. But this chip, because it's not going to be something that you can cover points from somebody else. It's not like you go, well, you know, I would have got double the points for Salah. So if I've not triple captained him and my friend has, it's not going to be quite as massive. The choice of manager and the point in which you play it is so huge that the rank gain can be massive.
So we've all had time to dissect it now, and I can imagine people are listening to this maybe on the tube, maybe in the car, maybe at home with so many questions just from what you just said there, Sam. So let's outline a little bit more about this chip in case you haven't read the article on the Premier League website. I would alert you to that article because it's really good. It's really detailed and it kind of breaks it down. It answered all of my initial questions. So do head over to the Premier League app or fantasy.premierleague.com to read it. But I'll try and kind of outline as many of the key points about this chip as possible, because we know there's a lot of questions. So it's called the Assistant Manager chip. As I said before, you'll be able to select a Premier League manager of your choice, and then that manager will score you FPL points. This chip will become available from game week 24, so we've got a few weeks to wait yet. When you activate it, you'll be able to choose an assistant manager, and then you'll get that assistant manager for three successive game weeks. And if you choose wisely, you might just be able to coincide it with a double game week as well. Now, whilst the assistant manager chip is active, this does mean you won't be able to play another chip for those three game weeks. So if in double game week you want to play triple captain or bench boost or something like that, you won't be able to. One chip in play at all times remains a rule in the game. Managers will be priced, this is the interesting bit for me, between 0.5 million and 1.5 million, and they will need to be paid for out of your FPL budget. So it's probably good that this chip doesn't come into play for a few weeks, because you've got a little bit of time to work out, maybe take some budget out of certain areas of your team to save some money for the manager you want. They will also take one of the three team slot managers you have. So, for example, if you picked Arne Slot, you would then only be able to have two Liverpool players for those weeks as well. Now, managers will score points for the following. If the team wins, 6 points. If the team draws, 3 points. A goal scored by a team, 1 point per goal. A clean sheet from a team, 2 points. So just bear that in mind as well. It's not just 3 points for a win, a point for a draw. Different point system there. But this bit as well, to add another layer of complication or excitement, I want to say, there is also a table bonus. It would be very easy, wouldn't it, to go with my previous example of Slot, Arteta, maybe, or maybe not at the moment, Pep Guardiola. But if your chosen manager faces a club ranked at least 5 places higher in the Premier League table at the start of the game week, you get an extra 10 points for a win, so 16 in total, or an additional 5 points for a draw, so 8 in total. So there's a little bit of an incentive there to try and be creative, maybe to try and pick up on a good fixture run and not just go for the obvious managers who tend to win week in, week out. I think I've gone through most of it there. Jules, do you have any more questions when it comes
There's one other thing that we need to add is that you can change the manager. It will cost you a transfer.
Yeah.
So if you have a transfer left, for example, or -4 if you don't have a transfer left. So if, let's say, I don't know, you pick Arne Slot as is a good example, and then that first game for Liverpool and Arsenal doesn't go like you had planned to go, like you were hoping to go, and you fancy the next fixture for Mikel Arteta and Arsenal or for Iraola, Bournemouth or whatever, then you can still make that switch, which I think is a good thing, because instead of being just have locked in that manager for 3 games and feeling maybe after, a bit like for the player, we add a player to our squad and to our team, and then he actually hasn't returned like we wanted. You can still straight after let him go and get somebody else. It would just cost you a transfer of -4. Well, you can do the same with your manager. So it's okay if the first game doesn't go according to plan. You can still change or keep faith, obviously, in the guy that you picked the first time. But I like the fact that there's a bit of flexibility as well with that chip.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, isn't it, Sam? Because you could go in and think that Bournemouth, I think Iraola is a really interesting one that you used the example of before, because Iraola is someone that stands out to me. Bournemouth will often go and beat bigger teams and will often get results that you don't expect them to. But equally, after one game week, maybe Semenyo or maybe someone gets a key injury and you think, I don't know how they're going to do the next couple of weeks. It is good to know we can kind of change our mind as we can when we make normal transfers.
Yeah, and we saw this weekend, right? We had a postponement of a game. So
yeah, really good example.
That came for the weather. So you want to be able to make sure that you can maximise that chip, particularly as it's not just for 1 week, because it's going to cover those 3 weeks. It is important. Yeah, I mean, I think for me, there's a number of factors at play. And right now, with the way the Premier League is, if you were to go for Eddie Howe, for example, against Brighton, there's 5 places between them. If Newcastle beat Brighton, he'd get an additional 10 points. And so you can play this really clever. You're not necessarily having to go for a manager that's a complete risk. You can pick somebody that should win that fixture, but just league table position at the moment doesn't quite lend itself to that.
You also can't, am I right, Sam? You can't have a manager for a game week and then think, oh, actually, I want to use this later in the season. Once it's active, isn't it? It's not a case if you can use it as three separate weeks as well. I think that's something I saw a couple of people saying.
Yeah, three in a row.
Yeah, that's right. It has to be consecutive. Yeah.
Producer Jesse, who, as we know, is getting, actually, I don't know if you do know this, he's actually getting better at FPL these days. he had a good question as well. Does your team and the rest of FPL carry on as normal when you have the manager, Sam?
Yeah, everything else. Everything else would be.
Great question, Producer Jesse.
I wasn't quite sure what he meant by that, but I'm here to represent the people, and if someone's got a question, I'll ask it.
A bit like the triple captain. Like when that's active, everything else stays the same. It's just that you get additional points for your captain. It's the same here. Everything else will be the same, unless you decide to use your transfer on your manager. Everything else stays the same, and you just would score points as usual.
Talent planning and vision, man, in the corner.
I mean, this is for me.
Where does this rank? Because obviously, you've got all of your chips left, haven't you? You'll have your second wild card, of course. No one's got that yet. Sam's the only one on this podcast that is triple captain. Mm-hmm. So now we've got to think about the fact that we've got, you and I have got bench boost free hit, and we've got our triple captain, and we've got another chip as well. And I mentioned before double game weeks. Will this be more of a priority to play in a double game week? For me, it's tough to kind of rank them at the moment.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's the most exciting thing for me with this new chip is all the strategy that you will have to think and actually have to proper. And now we are, this is serious, to plan and to just have a clear idea of what you want to do and where you want to play this. I think there's maybe a good strategy there by playing your wild cards quite close to then your assistant manager chip in the sense that you get your wild card team ready. And especially for the fixture list that you picked and the manager that you picked, for example, and also because your manager will be part of your three members of club, if you want, in your squad. So if you play your wild cards and you know you want slots because the fixtures are good and you fancy them and you play safe in a way, so, okay, you might miss out on the extra points that you would get if you get a manager below in the table that beats a team above, like we've just explained. But let's say slot, you know that you will have Salah slot and then the third Liverpool, and then that's locked on really with your wild card. I think that's a massive help. And also to find the money, I guess slot will be 1.5 million, like the top managers. And we don't know, Sam, when those prices will be revealed.
Yeah, that was another question I think that's really important. So the managers are going to be priced between 0.5 and 1.5. Do we have any indication as to when these prices are going to be revealed, Sam?
No, they've just said that it will be out soon. So I suspect it will be closer to game week 24. It's quite a busy time for FPL managers at the moment, isn't it? Planning for Christmas and all of that stuff. So I suspect that as we get closer to game week 24, we'll see an update in the app and in the website, and the managers will appear as an option, and then we'll get their prices. I guess that's how they'll do it.
But you know pretty much the Guardiola slot, Arteta would be the 1.5. Then you will have maybe Iraola, Ertzler, those kind of managers at 1
million. They're the kind of managers that are interesting to me, Jules. I don't know about you guys, but from early, the prices depend on it so much. We can't plan until we know those prices. But as you said, Jules, we can have a good guess. My early kind of indication is I would like to do a Hertzler or someone like that. Or I guess maybe use it later in the season when there's a team that maybe is playing for survival, that maybe there's always that one team that's trying to stay in the Premier League that all of a sudden picks up a few good results, aren't there? Like maybe it'll be Ipswich. I don't know. I'm just using that as an example. They're the kind of managers, I'm not dismissing a slot, but you're going to have to pay a premium for a manager that isn't going to be playing a team five teams above them. So you're already not going to be able to get those points. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. And also, I think before Sam goes, I think also look carefully at the fixtures, because in your three fixture bracket, really, for that chip. Oh. And again, we said you can change. And if you're very smart and you've banked enough transfer that you have in the bank, then you can also change twice your manager. So your first fixture looks really good for Iraola against the top team and you want the extra point. The second fixture in that three game week bracket is really good for McKenna Ipswich, because I don't know, they play Spurs, and Spurs having the time that you play the chip haven't been great, for example. And then the third game in that three game week bracket again is good for somebody else. So if you have two free transfers that you can use them all on your managers if you have enough money and enough budget, etc. So, but look carefully at those fixtures, and whenever you feel it's the right time, you go for it. But that's why I think it's really exciting, because the strategy part of the game, which really all the game is about strategy. When we put a player in, when you think about Haaland, you know, you predict him to score. That's why he's in your team. It's the same with the manager. It's a bit like getting the predictions right for your, with the Premier League. Oh, I think he will do well in that game. I think they can win. So then it's going to be really, really exciting.
Sam, we joked last night that we didn't believe that Jules would have even read the article, but honestly, you've impressed me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Because you've dissected it, you've understood it, you've thought how it relates to your team. And I think you've maybe made me realise as well, it was quite overwhelming when that chip came out yesterday. None of us knew it was going to come out yesterday afternoon. It just landed there on our social media feeds and it felt like quite a lot to process. But actually, when you break it down, is really exciting. I was excited by it because I love the idea that we've never had managers in the games, but I was a bit like, oh my goodness, how am I going to factor this into my thinking? We don't have to think about it until after Christmas. You're right, Sam, in saying that. You can kind of maybe start thinking about your budget. That's the only thing. As someone that doesn't have the best team value because I didn't have the best start to the season, I have been trying to work on that in the last few weeks and get better on getting price rises and things. But it's something to really bear in mind over these Christmas periods when prices are going up and down, to remember that all of a sudden we've got to find this extra money and we've got to start moving it out of our teams into our bank in anticipation of this.
Yeah, and I think forward planning is really important. I mean, it is in FPL, right? As Jules well knows from his talent and planning and all
that's
of that.
That's me,
jazz.
Really.
One successful
I thought you were talking
season.
About me.
I know.
I really thought you were talking about me.
I am always. But I think it's even more important now because they're going to take one of your three slots in your team. So for me, if I wanted to own Arteta right now, I couldn't because I have three Arsenal players in my team. So you have to kind of start thinking about that. You have to think about, at the moment in my bank, I've got 0.9. So I only need to find 0.1 to probably afford that middle bracket of managers. And that's where I think the value is going to be in this chip. I don't think it's going to be in the slots and the Artetas because you may get your three wins and you may get your multiple goals and there may be some clean sheets. But for me, I think I quite like the risk. I quite like paying my triple captain in a week when no one else is doing it again on a player that nobody else
are you
is
pleased?
Using.
I wondered how you felt about having played your triple captain in a way. Does it maybe make it easier for you with this?
Maybe, yeah, because, you know, you're only going to get so many double game weeks this season. And we've known that all along, right? That double game weeks are going to be slightly more at a premium. So we're expecting there to be a couple, probably in game weeks 33 and 36, because we're expecting obviously a couple of blanks mostly for cup finals, to be fair. So 29 and 34. So because those two, now the positive thing here is we're talking about blocks of three game weeks. So the 33 and 36 double could not come together. So you couldn't get five fixtures on what we're thinking about right now. But then we have incidents like we had at the weekend that we've just had, where the Everton-Liverpool game has been postponed for unforeseen circumstances with the storm that we had here in the UK. So that game has got to slot in somewhere. You know, there's a lot of conversation about where that might go and a lot of people suggesting maybe it goes into game week 24 or 25 because of midweek availability for those two clubs at that point in the season. So there's an opportunity to use it there. But if you also want to use your free hit in a double game week and you also want to use your bench boost in a double game week, that would leave you probably unable to use your triple captain. So there's going to be a chip that has to be played outside of a double. Maybe the obvious one to do there is to use your free hit and to use it in one of the blank game weeks to help you cover that. But I think this one fits really nicely if you use it in conjunction with some of the others. So you could feasibly use the budget to buy your manager straight after that window, wildcard your team, and then bench boost them after that when you've redistributed that money out of your manager and maybe used it to buy another player slot from that team. I think what we'll see is a lot of managers running chips back to back across the second half of the season because we have only got a limited number of game weeks that we can use all of this stuff in. And if you want to maximise each and every one of them, then I think you're going to have to think quite carefully and plan for it.
Kelly loves that. She's going to play all of them, like literally game week 35, 36, 37, 30. It's a dream come
but
true
I can't,
for Kelly
I can't
Summers.
Because it's not because it's going to force my hand a bit more, actually. You laugh about it being a dream come true, but because this covers three game weeks, it means leave this
three
chip.
From 33, 4, 5, and then 6, 7, 8, the other three chip that
but
you Kels, have.
But Kels, I actually think that this one, if you're... you're that way inclined and you like to leave your chip late, which I know you do.
I don't like doing it. I just seem to end in that situation.
You don't like it, but you do it every year.
Every year it's my resolution not to do it, yeah.
But this chip actually might work quite nicely then, because if you played it in game week 36, for example, Brentford...
Don't encourage me to leave
Kelly,
it late.
Brentford have great fixtures. So their last three fixtures are Ipswich, Fulham, Wolves. So they have great fixtures to end the
Jules,
season.
Jules, I'm sorry. Have even you looked at the last three fixtures
of
the season?
Yeah, I mean, I've looked at
yet?
A lot. No, yeah. But again, I like the idea of changing. No, I like the idea of changing. Because I think if really you push the strategy far, you use some of your free transfer and change and just target, especially with the extra points, target the games, and you could have three different managers. And I would love that. Imagine there's somebody somewhere who will get three different managers with
three wins
with against a team five places above, and he's just going to rank the points so much, because that can take you to 25 points each time.
Sam,
pretty much with a lot of goals. And
Jules and I interrupted you then because we were mocking your forward planning. But go on, what were you saying? Sorry.
Well, it's just that, you know, in those last 3 weeks of the season, a lot of things happen. One, you can write out some teams because, as we say, they go on the beach and they're not, you know, they've got nothing to fight for. But you've got other teams that will be the exact opposite of that. They're going to be the ones that are fighting against relegation. And those teams are definitely going to have the opportunity for the bonus, because they're going to be playing teams probably five above them in the league. So you can target those. You're going to have the ones that are fighting for European slots and therefore have that additional motivation. And these are also, if you're talking about that kind of middle bracket of team and the teams towards the lower end of the table, they are unlikely to be teams that you have trebled up on. So it's unlikely to have to use other transfers to deal with taking out a player to get the manager instead. So there's something really quite nice about getting to the end of the season and having this chip for the last 3 weeks, because it does mean you can really focus in on who's got the incentive at this point in the season, where are the players playing in terms of the league position of the team that they're facing, and is there something massively riding on it? So I quite like the idea of 36, 37, 38.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's going to be me, isn't it? So might as well plan
ahead. It's 100% going to be you.
I think that kind of covers off most of the talking points. Is there anything else we wanted to discuss or outline, Sam, that you think maybe we've missed?
No, I think the thing to say is just to look carefully at the blocks of fixtures. And if you can, and you want to just be, because it is absolutely a valid strategy to go, I really love my Premier League manager. Like, if you are new to this, like, you genuinely could, like, I mean, I'm not going to, likely, unless we have a massive turnaround at Spurs. But if you get like Thomas Frank, for example, that's got some home fixtures all back to back, we know how good Brentford are at home. If you're a Brentford fan and you just want to go, I never get the opportunity to do this, I want to pick my manager, then that's also a valuable strategy. You just have to look for the moments in the season where you want to play that chip, and you could find a block of fixtures that look really nice for Brentford if they're your team and that's how you want to do it. Or you can do what Jules says and hokey cokey around and try and maximise points returns. What I like about this chip is there's so much difference in what people might do, that I think the points returns that people can get from it will be massively divisive, and that could mean the difference between winning and losing mini leagues.
Absolutely,
so
yeah.
Just think about it. Think about it before you do it.
It's an absolute game changer.
The one thing I would say as well is, don't panic, guys. It can feel quite overwhelming at this time of year with all of the deadlines. This isn't coming in until game week 24, so do remember that. And when you come to think about it again, maybe game week 22, 23, when it starts to be on your radar, remember this podcast will still be in your feed. It's the game week, what game week are we on, 16? Are we on 16?
Yeah, hanging 16.
That says it all, the fact that I don't know which game week it is. It's the game week 16 preview pod. It's Thursday the 12th of December, so just go back, and the first 20 minutes, we've got all of this banked here for you, so you can refer back to it. And hopefully we've answered as many of the questions that you do have. But like I said, check out that article on the Premier League app and on fantasy.premierleague.com as well. And all of the answers, I think, should be in that article too. Well, we're not just here to provide info on the mystery chip, are we? We are also a preview podcast for the game week ahead, which, as we've just discovered, is game week 16. So just a quick recap then on game week 15, which is, of course, where we normally start off our podcasts. So just an update for you on how everyone did. Sam is, of course, leading the way in our mini league. She got 52 points, which means she's on 901 overall. The big talking point for me, obviously I'm going to say this, is the fact that I'm now up to second, 876 points. I got 73 points, which does mean that I clawed back 21 points on Sam Bonfield this week. I mean, I am still 25 points, sorry, behind you. But yeah, finally getting some good returns. I think that's 3 weeks in a row now. Mm-hmm. I might have beaten both of you, actually. Ian's sitting in third. He's on 865 on 61 points. And Jules is in fourth on 858 points. You got 64 last week. I'm quite pleased with myself because I was at 2.8 million. I was having a disaster of a season. I've gone up to about 1.5 now. So having a steady climb, still not where I want to be. But yeah, things going not too badly. And I only had 10 players. Jules, you had your... Actually, no, sorry. Sam had our heads in our hands when I said that. Jules, we'll start with you. We'll go from bottom up, shall we?
Yeah, it's okay because it's three green arrows in a row now. And it's really good, even if somehow you beat us with 10 players. I mean, you were so jammy.
How was I jammy? Can I just point out? I did a last minute panic transfer.
Of course you did.
I sold Rico Lewis for Kirkes at Bournemouth. If I hadn't have sold Rico Lewis, I would have, obviously I know he got sent off, but he got two more points than Kirkes, so I'd have got even more. But I did it just because I thought Lewis wouldn't start and I was fed up of the Lewis roulette. So I'm still happy with that decision, even if it didn't pay off this week. So there is nothing lucky about my game week. Okay, carry on.
Maybe. No, I'm just happy because for once I picked the right captain. And I think if you didn't, we always say, it hurts. Cole Palmer, 36 points if you captain him, like me, which is like more than half. Same. Of the points I got this week. My boy William Saliba, of course, my brother. Da, 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 da. Saliba, another goal for him. Amazing. I mean, just about onside. My front three of Evanilson, Cunha, Nico Jackson, not so good this time. No. Overall, I was happy with the 64 points.
Sam, you weren't so happy with your 52. And as Jules said there, I think you're living proof that get your captain wrong and it can affect you.
I could not bring myself to captain Cole Palmer against Spurs. And so I was like, right, I'm going with Saka. And then Martinelli, I've never been so annoyed at a person in my whole life. Look at the line, stay on side, please. So when that
Saka
goal...
Sorry, but it still was only one goal.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The one goal would have made this feel a lot better. I think when you get a complete captaincy blank out of a player that you're expecting to do really well, it's really frustrating. I'd have taken the one goal from Saka and run, because it's not like I didn't have Palmer. I had him in my team. So had Saka got that goal, then I'm pretty much level with Jules in terms of points returns for the week, and it's a nice green arrow and I'm happy. As it happens, the captaincy was a bit of a disaster. The one negative about owning the Arsenal defence is that we have swing weeks like we did. So last week it was massive hauls and big green arrows because I had both of them. This week the clean sheet goes and then it's not Timber that gets the goal and you end up with like nothing out of two players, and then that also hurts rank. But actually, you know, the rest of my team, given that I had a complete captaincy blank, the rest of my team did quite well and they all chipped in. Solanke chipped in with some points. So it was fine. I think it felt like a week where, given I didn't, obviously nobody had the Liverpool assets play and I had a captaincy blank, to get out of it with pretty much a grey arrow, it was like a minor, really it's actually fine. Mm. And then heading into this week, so I have that horrible moment where I looked at my team for this week and was like, oh my gosh, you look amazing. Like, I love you all. You all look brilliant. And every time I feel like that, it then ends up being knocked quite the week that you're anticipating for some weird reason. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm kind of still all right with the 52, given there was a huge haul for Palmer and I didn't have him as my captain.
Yeah, not too bad, really. I think we all kind of survived things, didn't we? Mm. I quite like my team, but I've also got a few headaches. The likes of Gabriel will come on to him very shortly. But let's just check in on the FPL Pod Mini League. And we've actually got a two-way tie at the top. I love it when this happens. Charlie Shepherd and James White, they're both locked on 1,075 points. Charlie got 57 this week. He captained Isak, not too bad, but he did sell Mbeumo before his 13-point haul. James scored 65. He captained Palmer. They're just 1 point ahead of Max Littleproud in third and fifth ahead of Stephen Blakemore, who is in fourth place. A reminder, if you haven't joined the league yet, the code is Q7YCO0. Okay, let's go through. I mentioned Gabrielle before, so let's go through some of the popular FPL assets, because it does feel like there's a bit of maybe some movement in terms of wanting to sell them and move on to different players from maybe the ones that we've had in our team. So buy, sell, hold. Let's start with that man, Gabrielle. I'm not sure what to do. I don't really feel comfortable selling an Arsenal defender, and we know just how good he can be. But ultimately, I'm missing out on Arsenal clean sheets at the moment. What would you do if you were me, Jules?
It's a tricky one, this one, because I don't think anybody should sell him, but you should have somebody off your bench being able to play while he's injured or doubtful, and we don't know yet exactly when he's going to come back. He didn't play in the Champions League on Wednesday night against Monaco. Not that Arsenal needed him. So maybe it was just a case he was ready, but they just didn't need him. They knew they would be okay without him, even to beat Monaco in the Champions League. So he might come back at the weekend or might not. I just think that, you can sell, but you would have to bring him back in, because I think he's a player to have. He's a must-have almost in any team, unless you're like me, linked with Saliba. But apart from that, he's the guy really from an Arsenal point of view. And from a defender's point of view, I think in the game, considering the goals that he scored and that Arsenal will get clean sheet maybe more often than not, or should get them more often than not. So I hope that you have a good replacement on your bench that you can bring on and leave Gabriel there on your bench, because I would not sell.
The other thing that comes into this for me, Sam, as well, is if I do keep him, I need to have another Arsenal defender now. Potentially you want to double up anyway, but I need to have another Arsenal defender, because each week at the moment, if Arsenal defenders are returning and I'm not getting any Arsenal clean sheet points, it's going to affect my rank. What would you do?
So I had this choice a couple of weeks ago, and it was a straight choice between going back to Saliba, going for Gabriel, or going for Timber. And in that moment, I decided that going for Timber was going to be how I played it, because he is significantly cheaper than the other two. And I think, given all the stuff we've just said about the mystery chip, that saving is the difference between a 0.5 manager and a 1 million manager, right? So I think if I was you, I'd hold him, just because you're in this point. He's going to come back. I don't think he's going to be a priority sell. But if you've got Raya, for example, and you're looking to invest in the Arsenal defence, then I don't think I'd pick Gabriel right now. I think I'd go for Timber, because we're seeing attacking threat from him. And we have the added benefit of, you know, the additional budget that he saves. So I think if you've got Gabriel, you hold. But I think if you're looking to buy into the Arsenal defence, then the Raya Timber combination is going to save you money and potentially bring you just as many points.
Okay, so you probably wouldn't buy him, but you probably wouldn't sell him either. You just hold. Hold.
Just hold.
Yeah. There's our answer. Okay, another player that was heavily sold last week, Brian Mbeumo. If you did sell him, which I was tempted to, you would have been punished. 13 points, as I said previously, for him. Buy, sell or hold. Sam, you first this time.
Do you know, he's been a topic of a lot of conversation in my house, because Lee said on Sky last weekend that this was going to be his last dance with him.
How can you sell him after that?
I know. We had this conversation, but then other things come up as well, right? Because he's got Ollie Watkins in his team. He picked up some sort of injury in the Champions League. But it's difficult with him, because at home, the form is incredible and he's returning and he looks great. But at the same time, the away form isn't great and the fixtures are changing for Brentford.
Massively at home, yeah.
Yeah.
They have Liverpool, Arsenal and City coming up with Forest, the next four home games.
Yeah. So at this point, if there's ever going to be a moment where you sell him, I think this is it. And I also think that it's coming at a time where you've got a load of other players that are actually performing really well. Like just take Enzo Fernandez, for example, right? He is looking really good at the moment, significantly cheaper, frees up budget, means you can probably get to a Saka or a Palmer or Salah if you still don't have them in your teams. If you want to go back to having Trent again, then you can do that. I think even with the 13 points last week, I would still sell Mbeumo this week.
What about you, Jules?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he blanked in four of the previous five as well. So it's not like if he'd been on great form even prior to the 13 against Newcastle, but he's got obviously the potential and the talent and etc. Same with the Wissa or even Shadow now is joining in. But I just think the fixtures coming up are so tough for Brentford, and especially at home, they are the best
the team with the best home form so far in the league. But there's a reason for that. It's because they have not played at home, all the big guys pretty much. So they're coming very soon now. And I certainly would not invest in him if I was looking for a Brentford player.
To be fair, I'm probably going to have to sell him to upgrade my defence. So that'll probably swing me. But yeah, I think he'll be a popular sell with a lot of managers this week. Okay, let's try and go through some of these a little bit quicker. Rico Lewis, as I said, I sold him.
I mean, why did you ever buy him in the first place?
Because he was 4.7 million and he was a Man City defender.
I'm with you, Jules.
Yeah, but even that, you know, like they're disastrous.
I bought him before they were disastrous and he served a purpose. He's been on my bench for a lot of it. But ultimately, my other defenders meant that I needed a playing defender. So I had to sell him. So although I missed out on his points last week, he is now suspended, of course, anyway. So it would have been a headache for this week. I'm glad that I have got rid and I would encourage managers to sell, but I'm not here to provide advice. You are. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Which is a shame, but if you have Guardiola, it's the same. I just don't think right now we can trust this City. Certainly the City defence. Going forward, I think they will always score goal or should be there and around. But defensively, they've been shambolic, really. So from him to Guardiola to Walker to Ortega or Ederson. Ederson was back in the Champions League. Whoever you want, I just don't think right now you should own a City defender.
Sam?
No, I agree with Jules. I think not only do you have the problem this week because he's suspended, I think moving forward, I just don't think the City defence is where you want to be invested. So I'd move him on. I think there's so many other really nice options in the 4.5 bracket that you can go to instead.
Okay. Joao Pedro. Sam?
Next three are nice. He's got really nice fixtures. I'm going to hold him. I still think there's value there. I still think that somebody across your front eight has to be cheap. They have to be a cheap option. And at his price point, I think he offers one of the best routes into value for money alongside the likes of Enzo Fernandez and Semenyo. So for me, and Morgan Rogers as well, to be fair. So for me, he would be a hold. I'd still consider buying him as well if it meant that you could upgrade elsewhere, because I think that there are a number of options that you can have in that forward line. And you can go for, I know that they didn't work for Jules and I particularly well last week, but that slightly cheaper front line where you've got kind of somebody in the 7, somebody in the 6 and someone in the 5 million price points does mean you can have a phenomenal midfield. So for me, João Pedro would be a definite hold and I'd still buy him for budget reasons.
Agree, Jules?
Yeah, I agree. I went for Evan Nilsson, and to be fair, since I bought Evan Nilsson, they've been quite similar. And Evan Nilsson, I think, is 0.2 more expensive. It's 5.9 to 6.1. So it's and the fixtures for Bournemouth are also good too, to be fair. So it's where you think like the best value really is and who would have the best impact. And when João Pedro and Brighton are doing well, it's great, but they've been two of his last three games where he blanked. They haven't really got going either. So, but Sam is right. The next three, Palace, West Ham, Brentford at home, they're good fixtures.
Okay, someone that I mentioned I was considering buying last week and I'm still considering doing the transfer from Bumo to Semenyo to save a bit of money. Sam, you've already mentioned that Semenyo's exceptional value, isn't he? Do you still agree that with the fixtures Bournemouth have got now as well, you'd potentially buy him and hold him if you've got him?
Yeah, I mean, West Ham, Man United, Palace, Fulham, Everton. Like, that is a run that you'd invest in. And these are defences that can all be got at. I think investing in Bournemouth makes sense. I did similar to Jules. I went for Evan Nilsson. Just think that having an attacker from that side makes a lot of sense. So whether you've got a space in your forward line and you want to go for Evan Nilsson, or you've got a space in your midfield and you want to go for Semenyo, I'm all up for that. I think buy all the Bournemouth players, really.
Yes, agree, Jules?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, Jules has got the message that we're going a bit quicker now. That's good. Just a couple of names to throw in that I know were mentioned on off the bench. I know Praz talked about Enzo Fernandez earlier this week. Let's start with him. I mean, a player returning points at his price point, for me, it's a bit of a no-brainer, and particularly in Chelsea's form at the moment, Sam. It just depends if you've got a slot for another budget midfielder, I guess.
Yeah. If you've got Kels, if I was you, I'd be absolutely going in Bomo to Enzo Fernandez.
Instead of Semenyo?
Yeah, I think I would, because you look at the way that Chelsea are playing with the amount of attacking potential that they have and the fixtures, Brentford, Everton, Fulham, Ipswich, Palace, Bournemouth, Wolves, then Man City, then West Ham, Brighton. Like, I don't think there's a game, that's from 16 to 25. I don't think there's a game in there where they don't score more than one goal.
And they're the best attack in the league as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think across those games, they're going to score at least, on average, they'll score at least a couple of goals per game, probably more like three. And Enzo Fernandez has got this newer role where, because of Lavia and Casado, he's playing a little bit more further forward and he's looking really great. So I just think he, having him alongside Palmer, Palmer's going to get to a point where, like last season, nothing happens when Palmer returns points because he's so heavily owned. We're heading back to that point again. So doubling him up with Enzo Fernandez or Jackson makes sense. And because Enzo Fernandez is that much cheaper than Jackson, I think he's the way I'd go.
Jules, agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Enzo was my differential maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago for all those reasons that we've mentioned, the fixture list, his new position higher up the pitch, the fact that they score so many goals and they are such an attacking side. I would even treble up because I've got Palmer Jackson and maybe this weekend or the one after, I bring Enzo in and having those three Chelsea players, I think, would be really good going forward.
Yeah.
Okay. And finally, Erling Haaland, Jules. You sold him. I can't believe we haven't actually mentioned that.
I don't even know who that is, man.
How are you feeling? Well, we did mention it on last week's pod, I guess, but I just feel like we should mention it again.
You're right.
Feeling good about it? You still happy with that decision?
He's never been happy since he sold him.
No, exactly.
But is he still a sell?
I don't know. I guess it's everybody's choice. I almost kept it because I felt so invested in the Haaland project, which sounds weird. I know it does. But still, and then I watched him last night in the Champions League, for example, in a game against Juventus away, where he had one chance at a good goalkeeper save. But apart from that, he hardly touched the ball in the box and certainly not in a good position. So I'm like, okay, yeah, they clearly, as well as they're struggling defensively, they're even struggling to create something with the ball, even with KDB coming back. Foden was on the bench. So it was, it's one of those. But he can go and score a hat-trick this weekend and then I would obviously be fuming. So I just keep watching him with my eyes like this and my hands over my
behind
head,
the sofa.
And behind the sofa, like Sam always says, and hope for the best.
Still a sell for you, Sam?
Yep, still a sell for me. It's not really about Haaland, it's just about the others. Like, I think you want Palmer, you want Saka, you want Salah, you probably want Trent back soon. Like, can't have everyone, so Haaland's a sacrifice.
Okay, just a quick reminder then of the suspension update. The players that picked up the fifth yellow cards of the season, so we'll miss game week 16. Pedro Neto, Calvin Bassey, Boubacar Samara, Yves Bissouma, Emerson and Joao Gomez. Alexis McAllister is still suspended for game week 16 after his game was postponed. A bit more kind of prevalent for FPL managers, because I know a lot of people still have Rico Lewis. His red card that we mentioned means he will also miss the upcoming game week. And of course, the likes of Jack Stevens, Bentancur and Tom Kearney all remain suspended. Alex Moreno, by the way, will also miss game week 16 because he's ineligible to face his parent club. Okay then, differential of the week. And it was a good week last week, particularly for Sam. She went with Ahmad and he got 5 points, got an assist in United's defeat to Forest. Matoma got just 2 points though, Jules. So who are you going to go with this week?
So I've picked Evanilson. We've mentioned Bournemouth already a little bit. And I think Evanilson is a lot.
By the way, Sam's got head in hands, means she went for him as well.
You see?
I did. I don't have a backup, so we might just have to have the same one.
No,
Jules, have you got a backup?
Absolutely not. Like, I've ever had a backup.
Come on. Have a couple of times.
Sometimes I did, but not this time.
I didn't have a backup because normally if you win the week, you get to pick first.
No, that is not true.
I was like, I won the week. I don't need a backup this week. It's fine. We'll share him.
You're like two children. I'm not so sure you can. You'd be very good at sharing.
We can't share nicely together, can we?
Yeah. Also, we love a neck tattoo. So it's Sivan Nilsson for you. 4.6% owned by managers. It cost you 6.1 million. We said the fixtures are great. West Ham, we can't repeat everything. He was unlucky against Spurs because his XG is almost 0.6, I think. He was very good and just lacked a little bit of efficiency. Not so good against Ipswich. But yeah, I've got a lot of faith in Bournemouth going forward in those games coming up.
In which case, I'll go for Semenyo and stick for the same game because a lot of the stats work. Jules. So Bournemouth.
That was my fault. I'll take the blame for that. Sorry, Sam.
All right, that's okay. So Bournemouth are top for expected goals across the league in the last six game weeks. In that time, they've been expected to score 16.55 goals. Now, obviously, the three penalties in game week 13 do have an impact on that, but they have had an XG of over 2 in most fixtures that they've had so far in those 6 weeks. The only negative to say in all of this is that they actually should have scored 4.5 goals more on the XG stats than they have. So they have been a little bit wasteful in front of goal. They're going to face a West Ham team who are the fourth worst for expected goals conceded. In the same period, they've got 11.67 XGC over the last 6 weeks. So I think the Bournemouth attack, clearly Jules and I agree on this, is the way to go. So if I can't have Evan Nilsson, then I'll have Semenyo instead. He's 6.9% owned.
Yeah, you've told me to bring in Enzo Fernandez over him. Oh, it's because you guys don't want me to have any Bournemouth attackers because you've both got one. I see through it now. Okay, let's finish on transfers and captains. It's Thursday morning, Jules. Have you decided what you're doing?
Not really. No, it's a bit early, you know, in the week.
So early.
No, but I'm thinking Enzo maybe for Brennan Johnson. But I like Brennan Johnson and he's been returning quite regularly, or Morgan Rogers, because the others are Saka, Palmer, Salah. So there's just no room there. So I'll see what I do, but that might be the one, or I just roll the transfer.
Okay. Captain, did you say captaincy then? You didn't say.
No, and captain, now that Mo Salah is back, the conundrum is a bit, do we stick with Palmer? He's on fire. He plays Brentford at home. Or do you go for Mo Salah at home to Fulham? And I do think that Anthony Robinson could defend well on Mo Salah too. So it's one of the two, and I'm not sure which one yet.
Okay. Sam?
I think I'm going to roll my transfer this week. I really like my team. So at the moment, the transfer I was thinking about making was to go from Rodgers to Enzo Fernandez. But I actually would have no way to play Enzo Fernandez this week because Rodgers is currently sat on my bench. So I'm kind of like, well, it feels like a bit of a wasted transfer. I might as well just wait for next week and maybe let's do it then. So probably going to roll. In terms of captaincy, I am in the uncertain camp, I think, because Saka, Palmer, Salah all have fabulous fixtures. Also, I actually think Solanke could do well against the Southampton back line, the way that he presses. So at the moment, my bus team captain is on Salah. I think I'm probably going to leave it there, but I do really like the idea of captain and Saka again. Maybe I'm just a glutton for punishment with Saka. He seems to blank every time I hand him the armband, but do really like that fixture for Arsenal at the weekend. So for me, I think I'm going Salah, but Palmer or Saka could end up wearing the band.
Don't get it wrong, Sam.
I can't get it wrong again. There's like so much pressure now to get it right this week, because otherwise you'll catch me.
I don't think I'll catch you. I think this might be the closest I get, but I'll give it a good go, that's for sure. Guys, as always, thank you very much. That was a bit of a bumper podcast, but hopefully we've helped you with all the info you need on the mystery chip as well. As I said, do head over to fantasy.premierleague.com and the Premier League app. Not only is there all the usual team news and all the other information to help you manage your teams, but of course all of that additional info on the mystery chip. We'll also be discussing that on the fantasy show on Friday. Sam will be with me in the studio for that as well. Sam and Oscar will also be back with Off the Bench on Tuesday to reflect on game week 16 ahead of our return next Thursday for game week 17. But your deadline, it's the only time I've said it actually, it's a little bit later this week. It's 1:30 p.m, 90 minutes ahead of the 4:30 p.m. kickoffs on Saturday. There is no early game and no Friday night football. So you've got a little bit longer to sort out your teams, which isn't, in my case, always a good thing. Anyway, have a good game week, guys. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.